welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get started.
Straight from New York, yo, yo, this handsome ass.
Yo, yo,
ah, now,
fucker.
Tune in to Al Joe, the funk master. Watch your grill, yoga, knock that cold faster. Talking shit, now we talking facts. With the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps. You don't need a map, GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow disease. Planet, fuck a name and a fame. Only legacy remains. Remember the name, Al Jermaine Sterling.
It ain't shit, it ain't safe.
Motherfucker.
Ready? Come on.
There was no chance it was happening. There was no chance it was happening. No.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Weekly Scraps. And we got a very, very big event this weekend, UFC 251. Joined here by my almost co-host, Stephen Jamal Lee. There's a reason why we call him Jamal.
Don't worry about it.
You guys saw the skit.
Oh, my God.
Good times, good times.
Great fights this weekend.
A lot of good fights. We're going to get right into it. We're back on the grind, you know, training. I decided to put down the bottle.
Guys, out of control right now.
I put the bottle down.
Down.
This week.
There we go.
I did go out last night, though, so I'm not going to lie about that. I had to go to Cabo, go get a little bit of margaritas. But we're here, we're doing the right thing, and we've been training this entire week. Last week I took off, but now I'm back. Back on the grind.
All right.
No. We got a couple guys fighting. So.
Yeah, no, we got some guys coming up. It's going to be a good time.
So we
got
to help out. So we're going to get started right away. Our main event. We bring you guys the heat first.
Wow.
And we're going to work our way down. Kamaru Usman taking on the one and only Street Judas. Jesus.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for this
fight.
Oh,
man. It's going to be hilarious. I know Kobe's got a fair share of words to say for this one.
Yeah.
I love this matchup.
Such a fun fight.
Who you got?
Oh, wow. We're just starting with that.
Who you got? And why? Tell me why.
I mean, look, first of all, I like both of these guys. I know Usman gets a lot of heat, but I'm a fan of him too. And Masvidal, come on. Like, the whole resurrection thing is awesome. But
what's the heat that he gets?
Against Usman?
Yeah.
I remember when he started with the whole 30% thing a while back. That didn't work out too well for him. So I think people still give him heat for all that stuff. And plus, I mean, Masvidal's just a fan favorite. So, like,
yeah,
it's almost like your team Masvidal or go fuck yourself kind of thing, where it's like, if you go, like, yeah, I hope Usman gets it done, like, get out of here. Like, we don't want to deal with that kind of thing. So
it's fascinating to see how the shift. But Usman is definitely still a crowd favorite, I think. Okay. I mean, look on his following.
I think
he has, like, 2 million followers or something like that. So I think he's definitely got a fan base.
Definitely. I'm a big fan. Look, I'm a big fan of Usman. I think he says the right things. His fight style is, I think, it's pretty awesome, honestly. This guy's freaking jacked, yeah. Can push a hard 5 rounds. Like,
how does he say things? Because I got my interpretation of when I hear Usman, what do you think?
I will say his cadence is a little bit like, well, you know, like one of the, you know, okay, I'm not trying to even mock him, but like it's one of those where it's like, all right, like, come on, man. I can't tell if that's him being authentic or him like trying to put on a persona.
I don't
know.
I can't tell. I'm like, yo, if that's Usman 24/7, he is Usman LL Cool J.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Kamaru LL Cool J Usman. That's him, in my opinion. And it's actually hilarious because every time I see him, for me, it's like he's got the shades on. He's like, who is this guy, Ariel? Let me know. I'm going to go out there and show the world why he's a bum. And why I'm the best welterweight champion of the world.
Honestly, that's actually pretty fair. That's pretty.
LL Cool J out. Lick the lips. LL. That's Usman to me.
It's
hilarious.
I'm a fan. I still like him. Look, I think, especially like after a guy's done fighting, like when he was like in the post-fight interviews and stuff like that, I think those are like really genuine moments for him, like regardless of what he. And like when I see that, then I'm like, all right, I'm a fan of him. Like,
nah, you can't not be a fan of Usman. It's, in my opinion, unless you're fighting him.
That's fair.
I guess.
But well, I am a bigger fan of Masvidal.
Pretty solid, good dude. But it's just hilarious because obviously the people want to see this fight. So let's just talk about the shenanigans going around this fight. One, Masvidal's taking this fight on short notice. Six, seven days.
Roughly. Yeah, probably like 7, let's say.
Yeah, I'll say 7 days. Gets on a jet, takes the fight. After having the dispute with the contract stuff and not wanting to take the fight because he felt like he was undervalued and whatnot, he got paid more for the Nate fight than he would have been getting paid for this fight. Allegedly. This is what I'm seeing on the ESPN, Masvidal News, whenever he's doing interviews and stuff. So I get it. Gilbert Burns comes out of nowhere, bursts on the scene in 170-pound division, pretty much demolishes everyone except for his debut, which was like a split decision, I think, mm-hmm. Against the Russian guy. It was a really close fight.
Yeah.
Very competitive. And then from there, just like he made the adjustment.
Why not?
Found more belief in himself.
Yeah.
And the way he dominated Woodley was arguably way worse than what Usman did to Woodley, in my opinion.
I think so. Rocked him, had him against the cage the whole time, took him down. Like, that's the thing that shot him. Took him down a few times. Like, that was something else to watch.
It looked like he was going to get finished. It looked like he was going to finish him a couple times.
No, you're right. I honestly, like, if we were talking about a purely competitive standpoint, I think Gilbert Burns would have been a more interesting matchup. Like, if we're just talking about, like, pure competitive. But I think...
Stylistically,
exactly. But Masvidal is just so fun, man. Like, the way...
He's an enigma, man.
He's an enigma, yeah. Just what he brings to the table is so much. I just think his stand-up is vicious. He's not bad anywhere. You can't say he's, like... He's a great fighter. Like, I can't... Look, I'm going to pick Usman to win it, but at the same time...
I think smart money's on Usman to win.
Exactly.
But to rule out Masvidal is so naive. No. And I look at this. Masvidal can grapple.
Absolutely.
He's probably got that over Usman all day long. Usman might be strong, could probably power out of stuff.
But if we're talking about like pure grappling over years and technique, like Masvidal's got that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look what he beat Michael Chiesa, submitted him, Darkstroke with his own submission.
Yeah, that was years ago, too.
He submitted tons of guys. Yeah. And I heard this stat, which is crazy, is he's the first guy to have this many fights before ever getting a title shot. Which is like over 40. I'm like, that's...
Man.
I never thought about that.
Well, 35 and 13, which doesn't sound like a great record. But if you even look at some of those losses, like, those weren't like...
Questionable.
Those are questionable, man. These were tough losses, too, like, against some of the best guys in the world. Yeah. So.
And that's when he come back with the resurrection for the baptism.
Oh, I love
the countdown. When he's standing in the countdown like this, I'm like, yo, this is hilarious.
I'm not going to lie. It's absolute fire.
He's got his hands up like he's Jesus, and he's...
I love that they use that for all the promos, too. Like, he says he's going to baptize people. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yo, that's what gets me going. It's like, when you start talking like that,
I'm hyped. I'm in.
I'm like, where do I send my money? I give you. Let me out with the Venmo account. Just make sure you deliver. And he does.
He always does. I mean, I don't know how his cardio. I have heard things like I was listening to Dustin Poirier.
He was eating pizza.
He was definitely
on the plane.
He was definitely fucking around.
Da-na-na. I hope it was just one slice. Please.
It might have just been just even just, look, who knows? He might have done
bite.
It for social media. Yeah, exactly.
Just a bite, please.
And then you're like, all right, now I got to go back to training. But I know he brought in Bo Nickel, you know, 3-time Division I champion, Anthony Cassar, heavyweight champion.
Getting after it.
Yeah, he was, you know, he was training with the top guys for this fight at some point before the whole contract disputes happened. So he was taking this seriously. And I know I listened to Dustin Poirier in an interview. He was saying... Jorge was one of his main training or main sparring partners for this.
I would
too.
Imagine that.
Yeah, for his fight. So it's not like he was really off the, like, you know, coming off the couch kind of thing.
Like
so,
me and Marab.
Exactly.
Perfect yin and yang.
Perfect. Exactly. So it's just a perfect matchup for those two. So it does really think, I do really think it's going to be interesting. I hope a part of me just wants Masvidal to just go in there and just, for those first three rounds, just put everything into it. Be like, yo, we're not looking for a 5-round decision. We're looking for one of these three, just get it done. Because I think that's his best chance to do this, honestly. Because I think the further this fight goes, it probably favors Kamaru.
Oh, for 100%, for a fact. But I think grappling, you give that advantage to Masvidal. You could look at the wrestling and wrap that into grappling. But I think him fighting Damian Maia and not giving up the takedown.
Not giving up the sub.
Well, not giving up the sub.
Yeah.
Pretty much circling around the octagon with Damian Maia on his back for Masvidal.
Yeah, yeah.
And not getting submitted. Where Usman fought Damian Maia. Had the position taken away from Damian Maia because of the ref.
That's true. No, that's a good point.
We don't know how that fight could have went.
That's very...
Not trying to discredit the
not
win.
Not at all.
But we don't know how that situation would have ended up because there was a lot of time left
exactly.
in that round.
Exactly. And you know? Just to take away that position from a guy, like Damian Maia specifically, for that guy, it's like, man, you really kind of just handcuffed him for a second there.
You really did.
And look, to Masvidal's credit, like... But he did get in those positions. Like, he did get stuck, you know, with Maia on his back. But he never gave up any of those, you know, he never gave up that spot. To Usman's credit, he just, after that, just never gave Maia even that option.
Another opportunity.
Exactly, that was
flopping,
it.
Kept flopping, butt scooting around.
He just never...
Get your ass off the ground.
So, it is an interesting fight. Like, a part of me just wants Masvidal to keep this.
Who's got the boxing?
Come on, let's be clear. This is boxing.
Who's faster? With the hands.
Who's crisper, faster?
I watched Colby Covington versus Usman again, and the first round...
Colby was definitely hitting him
Colby
more.
Was definitely the faster puncher. The harder hitter, obviously, Kamaru Usman.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that was enough for me to go, huh, I think Masvidal can probably have a better chance of maybe even lighting him up early and maybe Usman endures it and comes back and wins.
Yeah, no, it's possible.
I think in the early goings, that's going to be Masvidal's best chance of winning that fight.
No, that I 100% agree with. If we're talking pure stand-up, like, if these guys took a kickboxing fight, I'm picking Masvidal all day.
All day, yeah. All day.
So,
which I think Usman knows. He knows where his strengths lie.
Exactly.
Lies. He probably would strike with him for a little bit, but then ultimately push him against the cage like he did Woodley against Dos Anjos.
Dos Anjos, yeah.
And who's the other one he fought that he did that to? There was another
Mearshart,
guy.
Gerald Mearshart.
No, that's 85. There was another guy Usman fought that he pressed against the cage, Leon Edwards. But yeah, he stifles you. He grinds you. He's a grinder. And he's a big, strong boy that when he gets his hands on you, man, it's hard to get out of his grip.
I'm sure he's not going to, but it's just as long as he doesn't fall into the trap of, like, you know, he just TKO'd Colby Covington. Like, you know, he's like, oh, man, my hands are dangerous. As long as he doesn't
fall.
Yeah, I'm a problem. He was right.
I'm a problem.
As long as he doesn't fall into that, I think this should
gotta
be.
Gotta love Usman.
Oh, man, I'm a fan of Usman. I think it'd be way more interesting if Masvidal wins just because of who he is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, man, like,
the
Usman's,
streets would go insane.
Oh, my God.
It'd be Cuba's first chance. first champion.
That's crazy. Would be crazy.
Add another country to the rings that they have on the gems. They have, like, the rubies
for
the different countries.
No, I like that. Who you got in this one? See, I'm picking Usman.
If I'm betting, smart money's on Usman.
Yeah.
But if I'm also betting... No, actually... Smart money is on Usman in terms of, like, a Mayweather standpoint. Like, you know, Mayweather's a lock, but you just want to see if this other guy really does have a shot.
Can he bring something?
If I'm putting money because of the odds, I'm betting Masvidal all day long.
That's a
good
point.
I do believe right now he's a 3-1 underdog.
I think something along those lines,
that's a good chance where this guy's fought everybody. You could argue he's got more experience than Usman.
Oh, he does, yeah.
And we do know sometimes experience wins fights.
You're right. I love this fight. It's going to be really interesting.
This is why it's so hard. You got the flying knee. You got the Darren Till taking out a bigger, stronger guy who has a laser rocket left hand, gets clipped by him, gets back up, and then faints. The right hand comes back with the big bomb left hook, and then pop, 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 fight's over. And then he turns to the crowd and he just goes, What's up?
I love that.
I was like, yo!
Even after he knocks that aspirin, he just yells at Dana White, why'd you put that bum with me?
Why'd you put that bum with me?
That's one of my all-time favorite quotes now. Just like, why'd you put that bum with me? I'm like, yo, this man did not just... The disrespect. I can't wait for this fight.
So if I'm betting money, I'm going with Masvidal, obviously.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I like the odds on that and the chance to actually win. But if I'm saying, you know what, this is my pick, I got to be smart and pick the guy who's training
for
Gilbert Burns and I go with Usman. I don't know.
It's a good fight. I just hope
it should be good.
I think it should deliver. Yeah.
The next one we got Volkanovski, the reigning champ right now, having the immediate rematch with Max Holloway. I don't even know if we could call this immediate anymore because it's been such a long time.
Point. Yeah.
It is a rematch, but this was interesting.
Weird circumstances, man. Like,
Holloway training on Zoom. What are you? I don't know what to think about that. When he said that, I kind of lost a little bit of
hope. A little part of me wants to believe.
I got deflated a little bit when he said that.
I don't know what's going to.
No.
That's the thing. Like, the margin for error. Like, Volkanovski won the last fight, and let's say assuming Holloway. Okay,
that fight was.
I rewatched it, right? It wasn't that bad. Like,
it wasn't a great fight.
It wasn't a great fight. No, I'm not going to say that.
It was a smart fight.
It was a smart fight. Yeah.
And the smaller guy did what he had to do to win. And I think the tools that he had to victory were a lot of the times he was coming over Max's left hand, where as soon as Max would step in to try to close the distance, he would step in, throw a couple punches, drop his head, overhand right, and he caught Max over and over again.
Yeah.
And predominantly the inside and outside leg kicks are what helped Volkanovski. I'm going to say his feints were better, and Max barely kicked. And when he did start to kick, I felt like he had more success when he was doing those oblique stomps to the knees.
To the side.
And then those later rounds in the fourth and fifth, he started to have more success to the body, where it's like, I'm going to have to sacrifice getting hit over the top, but digging to the body and getting down to Volkanovski's level, as opposed to being the taller guy standing upright, where those overhand rights and lefts were catching him flush a lot of those times, where I think there was one that actually looked like it actually
rocked
hurt
him a bit,
and rocked him, where he stuttered and stepped a little bit.
Yeah.
But besides that, I think it was pretty much... very competitive. There was a room for Max to have a couple of spurts that could have maybe swayed the judges, but I don't know. He's got to get back to his kicks that he used to use.
That's what I
front
one
kicks,
thing.
Why not?
I don't know what style, like what made him. Well, I think maybe he just fell in love with his hands because
the Jose Aldo bug
is something like that, right?
He just wants to box now. It's MMA.
Like,
You have to.
Oh, Aldo's boxing is probably one of the best in MMA. I think Holloway's boxing is one of the probably the best in MMA. So I think,
yeah.
I think so.
And I think that's why Volkanovski won, because he mixed it up better.
I agree.
Gave him different things to think about.
That Holloway, I love the thing you said too, just about how when he started going to the body, because, you know, Volkanovski's a shorter guy. He has this high guard. You would think that, like, it wouldn't make sense to go low on a guy like him, but no, like, with the way Volkanovski was holding his hands up, when he started going to the body, I thought it was perfect. It's really, it kind of sucks that he really didn't start until, I think you said, like
the fifth round.
Yeah, kind of the fifth round.
Third round was competitive.
We'll see if he, like, tries to make those adjustments in this fight, but obviously, I don't know what his training circumstances were, man. Like, it is weird to hear him say some of the things he's saying, but at the same time,
you're training for a championship fight. You better train somewhere close to a gym.
Yeah.
With your training partners and with your coaches.
That's the thing. Like, you want to have your training partners, and at the very least, well, like, if you don't have your coaches, at least have your training partners, you know? Like, you had a weird kind of camp, too, for your last one.
Yes, and I'm going to touch on that. Go ahead.
No, just, but, like, at least, at the very least, you had the bodies, like, you needed to, like, get some work in. I don't know what Holloway's situation is, and that's kind of what's scary to me. I'm the biggest Holloway fan, so I'm always rooting for him. But it is, as a fan, shitty to hear the circumstances he's training under.
It's brutal, man. And here's my thing. I saw one of his coach, Rylan,
mm-hmm.
that was out there. I think he's out there with him, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think that's his name.
Yeah, the jiu-jitsu coach.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping and assuming that maybe he was able to sneak into the gym a couple of times. I don't know if he's just saying that for the cameras.
Exactly.
Or if this is a legitimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is a smokescreen, it's got all of those food. Because if your coach is going to travel with you, why can't he come to your training sessions? You know? That was kind of the same situation I kind of had where... Whatever. I won't get into that.
But we just weren't sure, though, like, about the coaching situation.
Yeah, so it's a little different. So I'm just hoping that he really did get to train and it's not just... it's not real.
Yeah.
Because that would be very, very disappointing. And, again, for me, if I was going to get that title fight with Henry Cejudo on the short notice, I was going to sack up and, yo, guys, you guys are either with me or we're not.
Yeah,
like,
no, ultimately.
Because I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm doing this the right way. So hopefully it's not just... it is just bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's more so. But I think those little adjustments, if he can start utilizing his range with the front kicks,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the other thing I was saying from the first fight, instead of Max chasing, because every time he chased Volkanovski, the shorter guy who was more nimble and quicker with his feints, he was taking these quick little stutter steps, which shows how good and athletic he can really be and mm-hmm. in his movement, how agile he could be. I think if Max plays back a little bit more and lets the fight come to him instead mm-hmm. of chasing the fight, and then kind of try to pivot and angle out when Volkanovski comes to him and then press him against the cage, it's a different fight.
No, I agree with you.
When you got Volkanovski
coming back,
every time you take a step, Max wasn't faking to strike. He was just coming in, striking, and Volkanovski would wait, time it, slip, and rip.
Mm-hmm.
Or slip and kick.
And usually he was the one that like ends up with the last few punches in the exchanges.
Exactly, winning those exchanges.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really swayed the judges. And I think if he can make those slight adjustments, which is not hard at that high level, as experienced as Max is fighting from when he was like 15 or 16, some shit like that, I'm pretty sure he can go out there.
I'm sure
and get
he knows,
it.
Yeah.
If you guys like what you're hearing, go ahead and hit that like button. You know you want to.
Hit that like button. Yeah,
So who you got for this one?
Who do I have? I think it's like the same thing like we were talking about before. The smart money would be on Volkanovski, especially like considering all the
based on the facts that we know.
Exactly.
Or the lies.
But at the same time, man, I'm a Holloway guy. Like, I just...
Oh, yeah. I'm Holloway all day.
I think he's a champion through and through, so hopefully he finds a way, man. I think that's what defines champions. He'll find a way. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
But smart money should be on Volkanovski.
The best is blessed, baby. Yay! I mixed with Conor McGregor, you know, Ireland, we did it. Yeah. I mixed that in with the best is blessed. All right, whatever. Next fight, we got Petr Yan versus Jose Aldo, vacant title on the line. Big fight. I was rewatching both their last fights, and I still don't know which way I'm swaying on this. Aldo looks so good against Marlon Moraes. And I always said this about before I fought Marlon, I was like, I didn't think he was that great to begin with because I felt like he was one of those guys who was just dangerous.
He is.
Just where if he connects, he's going to put you down.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure how good he was in terms of the duration of a fight.
Yeah,
if the tough gets going, what would happen with him. We saw that with Henry Cejudo. And I'm not talking shit about Mono.
No.
I think he's great.
Of course.
But what I'm saying is I don't think he's the best guy in the division right now based on his skill set and his areas where he lacks in terms of the cardiovascular situation, where he's kind of like, well, if I don't get you out of there early,
yeah,
he might run into trouble.
Well, so far we've seen that, like, he makes a great bully. Like, I don't mean that in a bad way by any means.
But of course, when he's the hammer.
Exactly. When he's the hammer, he's the fucking hammer. Like, he's, you know, causing damage. But we've seen him, and I don't even want to say be the nail, but we've seen him just face some adversity and really struggle. So, like, that is definitely, and, like, again, one of the things was in that Henry Cejudo fight with Marlon, like, you know, having his coach, Mark Henry, in the corner, you know, just really...
Think about what your mother did.
All these things. I was like, oh, wow. So that's something you see. Like, you've seen this before then, to be able to say, like, to have to go to that.
Yeah.
You know that means your fight is starting to wilt or something, so...
Yeah, something you've seen in training before.
Exactly. So that is something definitely...
To consider, for sure.
Exactly.
So, so it's hard for me to say, put a lot of stock into the Aldo fight.
That Aldo fight, yeah.
You know?
Look.
Marlon did what he had to do. He circled. He conserved his energy. And
he looked
the last minute, then he decided to sprint and go from there. You know, Jose Aldo really thought he won that fight, went over to Dana White. We saw this on the countdown saying, now I'm going to be double champ, you know, in his broken English voice, double champ. And I thought he won the fight, and I was like, okay, man, I guess, you know, he beats the number one contender. I guess he does technically leapfrog me, and he's fucking Jose Aldo.
That is really the one thing. He is Jose Aldo.
But the judges said he didn't win.
No, look, if we're going by what I thought, these are the rules, bro. We can't just make up rules on the spot.
I don't make the rules.
These are it.
I don't make them.
It is crazy. Like, look, this is a weird time in the UFC, so it is what it is. I liked how, Henry Cejudo, if you guys listen to him on Rogan, he was like, look, the only reason Jose Aldo is in this conversation right now is because of me. I wanted 1,000%. That fight. And he's right, though. Like, this was, you could see he was being very genuine when he said that. Like, Jose Aldo before this was not in the discussion for fighting for the belt. So that is the weird thing.
He fucked us again.
He kind of did.
And we just keep
his last
finding
FU.
A way to just take it up the ash.
Oh, my God. But that is the thing. He's Jose Aldo, so he's always going to be dangerous.
Either way, this is an exciting fight.
This is a crazy fight. I think this is one of the best fights. I mean,
now I look at this and I watch the Faber fight. I'm like, I can't tell with the speed who's faster. If I had to say someone was faster, I think it's Jose Aldo with the boxing.
Okay.
I think his reflexes, his quick twitch where he shifts and you know, he's like, he throws in, you know, the 1-2-3 or 1-4-3 and he slips into that two.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the guy where he comes with that right hand and big left hook to the body trying to rip the liver. And then I look at, and he's got good base and balance.
Yeah.
When I look at Jan, when he fought Faber, you know, a lot of chasing, you know, I was watching his,
The
fight. Watch him do this with his fingers. He does this with his left hand a shit ton of times where I'm just like, what am I looking at? I don't know what to do with my hands. I was like, okay. I thought it was very odd. I brought it up and I think people were watching.
I haven't thought about it.
Wow, that is very odd that he's like
wiggling his fingers.
Randomly doing that with his fingertips where it's like, yes, I'm going to get him.
Oh my God.
Yes. And, these are thoughts that go in my head.
He did get him.
But he did get him. But, you know, he was throwing a punch, the one where where he did like the taunt.
Yeah.
And then they smiled to Faber and then he just said, one. Pop. And you look at his face when he bites down on his mouthpiece. One, two, connects with the two. And then you could just feel him load up a Kamehameha wave blast with the left hand straight down the pipe.
Yeah. The one that sat him down.
Sat Faber down. Faber went stiff. It was like, click, for a split second, came back, flattens down, and then, and I see the vascularity when he flexes. I'm like, oh, shit. He looked powerful right there.
No,
you know?
Definitely.
Stepping, when he can sit down on his punches, I think he's the harder hitter. So that lets me wonder how this fight going to go. If he can get Jose Aldo to be stationary, and Aldo was chasing Marlon around.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to be there in the pocket looking to slip and rip.
Yeah.
This fight's not going the distance.
I can't imagine.
I can't see how
it goes. I would be shocked if it did. It would be awesome, kind of, just because I would love to see 5 rounds out of both guys. But I don't expect that. Also, just don't know what Jose Aldo we're going to get out of here, you know?
And his chin.
His chin. Like, Aldo, there's a lot of factors.
That Max Holloway 1-2-1-2 in both fights that he lost.
Rocked him.
Sat him down both times. A clean 1-2. If Jan could touch him one time clean, I think that could pretty much be the fight.
No, I mean, look, and this is what I remember we were talking with Ray at the gym too. Like, if this was Jose Aldo 2010,
who kicks,
like, who does everything, who has all those tools still, like, yeah, this is, I'm picking Aldo, but this is Aldo in 2020. Like, this is very different at this point. A weight class lower too. who, if those kicks are a factor, I would absolutely love that. I think
does Jan stand straight up and down?
I mean, is he going to stay in that boxing stance? Like, yeah. I don't think he could with Aldo throwing in those kicks. But we haven't really seen that from him in years, quite frankly, at this point. So I can't expect him to just bring that back out as a tool.
Yeah.
Man, I love this fight. I really don't know which way it's going to go. I lean a little bit towards Petr Yan, but that's also just due to a lot of the factors that I don't know about, just because we don't know when, because eventually one of these fights, I just expect Aldo to look like 40, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to eventually just find like his Aldo fights.
His real age to catch up with
him?
Yeah,
exactly. Just it finally to make sense. But
he's not 33.
He's 30. Yeah, well, yeah, he's allegedly 33. So, but the way his fights, man, like the way he fought, like, you are not a 33, like a regular 33-year-old, That's so I don't know which fight's gonna be the one that's finally you see it, but I feel like
we saw it with Max. He looked the same way against Volkanovski. Volkanovski beat him with inside leg kicks and just pressing him against the cage. He looks slower, but with the boxing, I will say he looks good with the hands.
His hands still
look
nice.
He can hurt you. He hurt Marlon. He stung him after Marlon got caught him with that head kick early.
Yeah.
And he threw the next follow-up head kick, and he was able to kind of get his hand up in the way to block it. But at the same time, he cracked him with that right hand when Marlon tried to rush in. And I don't know why he's beeping, but so it's all interesting stuff with this. I'm not exactly sure who to lean towards in this, but I just think it's going to be violent. And it's tough.
It's a tough one. This is a tough call. Well, I mean, look, this is the interesting thing, too. Like, I think this is Jose Aldo on the downside of his career, which should just tell you how fucking great Jose Aldo is. No, like, this is probably him. Like, this is no longer him at his peak. And he still got Jeremy Stephens. I thought Jeremy Stephens, even at that time, was going to be a little too much for him. Put away Jeremy Stephens, put away Renato Moicano, like, these are still legit guys that he was,
And most of those guys he put away with his hands.
His hands, exactly. Yeah. So that's, I really don't know where it'll actually lean. I'm slightly leaning towards Jan with the little spirit fingers, but.
And they used to train together. So
exactly.
That's, and I heard from Eduardo Dantes in an interview he did, they quoted him and said the training sessions weren't close.
Wow, no.
That's back then. Pedion's now an older man. That was 6 years ago.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's
going to be this fight is fascinating, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going into this. The grappling department, I would say jiu-jitsu, definitely Aldo would. Will Jan look to take the fight to the ground? I don't think so necessarily, because never does.
Yeah. I'm sure if there's a freak takedown, he'll take it, But it's not like Jose Aldo's one to ever really just give away takedowns either, though. So,
yeah. He was difficult to take down at 45. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's going to be the same when he fights a backpack who can climb his body like a spider.
Even just with, that's a thing too. I like the fact that Aldo did say you are the rightful number one contender too. So is an air of all right, it feels like a race, whoever wins this, this is the one. Now you're right there. That's why I like that Jan fight more. Two guys in their prime, you and him. I just think that's so much fun.
You don't see that very often.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's what made a fight Max Holloway, Brian Ortega, when that fight happened. I was so excited about that because two young, hungry guys in their prime.
Ortega was undefeated too.
Undefeated at the time. He hasn't fought since. Holy crap! But
supposed to fight your boy,
Korean Zombie, baby. Let's go all day.
Zombie.
All right. But yeah, no, good. I mean, look, those bottom three fights make the card worth it alone.
Yeah. I mean, we got the Jessica Andrade fight. But, who are you leaning towards in that fight?
Between the Jessica Andrade or?
No, Jan and Aldo.
I'm going to say slightly towards Jan.
I feel my intuition is telling me Jan, but I feel the big brother factor of Jose Aldo, that aura might creep up on you. Actually, I'm going Petr Yan. You know why I say this? If Aldo doesn't get him out there early, we've seen him fade before against Mark Hominick when he was 45 is too hard of a weight cut. I'm going to go up to 155. It's killing me. Okay. Now, with that being fresh in my mind again, Petr Yan does not get tired or slow down.
No,
and
that
he's kind of like another machine in the aspect of Marab.
Without
the takedowns.
Forward pressure nonstop. Just controlled forward pressure. It's going to be interesting.
I'm going to lean towards Petr Yan on that. Fuck.
Okay.
I wanted to pick Aldo, but then I just remembered that. If you guys like this, hit that like button.
And
you
subscribe.
Know you want to.
And subscribe.
And subscribe. And We got Jessica Andrade versus Rose Namajunas, the rematch.
Great rematch.
First one, obviously, one technical mistake. Other than that, Rose Namajunas was pretty much having her way with her. Man, in that
she was looking
fight.
Amazing that fight.
Looked great. I don't think there's any better you could look at besides
in a
until
loss.
You're not.
Yeah, really, like one of those situations. Like she was really outclassing her on the feet. Then I love how Dominic Cruz, like, you really can't be slammed in that position. Not even a second later. Just right over.
Did he say that?
I swear to God. Like, I was.
Oh, man. That's
bad. I was rough. He's.
You can get F5 in that position. Are you kidding me? If I pick you up, how can you not get slammed in that position?
I guess he hasn't been slammed in that position yet. So someone's got to show him out.
Try that on me, Dom. Let's see
what happens. Oh, wow. This guy's just picking more fights.
You can't block me on here. You block me on Instagram and Twitter.
Who do you have in that one, the Rose, Jessica?
I got Namajunas. I think she comes back with a vengeance. As long as her headspace is right, because, you know, watching the countdown, I can see a lot of mental stuff was going on. And she's always been like that, but the way that they showed it, kind of like her husband, Pat Barry, kind of like telling her, like, you know, you're great and all this stuff, kind of giving her that mental reassurance before practice. I was like, damn, I didn't know it was like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that, I mean, is that normal? I don't know. Maybe, I'm not trying to be insensitive about it, but. You know, I don't expect everyone to have the same mental, I don't want to say toughness, because then it makes it sound like she's not tough.
No, of course.
She's tough.
Of course.
She's fucking formidable.
But no, I think I 100% we get what you're saying, though. Yeah. Like, it is definitely strange, like, someone
to
who,
battle with like that
exactly.
mentally for training session is like, how often does that happen? You know, do you, like, wake up some days and you're just like, hey, I'm not feeling it? Because then that could creep up on you in the back room. That does happen.
Oh, no, you're right.
Now, I've been there before, you know, in the back room where I had to go to the bathroom and give myself a wake up call and like a mental check, because I was freaking out, like, fuck, I talk a lot of shit going into this fight with Johnny Eduardo. He just broke Eddie Wineland's jaw. I'm about to fight this guy. He's kind of big. He's bigger than me. He's got good jiu-jitsu. He's got some hard ass kicks. Am I as good as I'm saying? And I had to give myself some mental reassurance and like really dial it back in. And I, you know, close the door, wash my face, looked at myself like, yo, don't be a fucking bitch. Like, go out there and do what you got to do. Just, he can't knock you out if he doesn't hit you.
That's it.
And I literally went out there and circled for like 3 minutes of the first round. And then I was like, damn, this had to be the most boring fight to watch until I got the finish.
That's what matters.
And then I got him down. And then it was great. Well, you know, so work in progress.
Yeah, I think, those are the factors I don't know about with Rose, like the mental factors. But, you know, she was a champion. You know, she did beat Joanna twice. I think that, you know, that means a lot.
You think that loss is going to affect her and having a rematch?
I am a little worried.
Being out for so long.
I will say
neck.
I'm definitely worried. I'm concerned about that. Like, that's definitely something we should be concerned
about.
She's just
one position, though.
That was exactly. That is the thing.
She's not
going to
slam her in a double leg. If she does slam her in a double leg, I don't think she's going to slam her in a double leg and then get her on the back of her head. Like,
no, exactly.
That happening. It's like, just make the adjustments, turn or give it your back, and make the takedown a lot lighter than.
And I'm sure Rose has been working. Like, look, if I get taken down, like, I gotta get my ass up. Like, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she is a mix. Like, she does seem like well educated. She has Trevor Whitman in her corner too. Like, she has
her
the
jiu-jitsu
right
is fast is great. I don't think her getting taken down is an issue.
Exactly. No.
It's how she gets taken down.
That I think.
That's more. I just hope she doesn't have like that anxiety.
Exactly. Thinking about it, you know, like she gives up takedowns she doesn't need to because she's gonna be a little concerned about.
Yep.
So
exactly.
That's about it, but. Yeah, if everything goes as it should, I think Rose should get that done.
Yeah, I got Rose all day. I think just the way Andrade fought her first title defense against Zhang Weili, it just wasn't good. She tried to bulldoze her way like she did to everybody else, and Weili exposed her.
Yeah.
I think Rose was doing that. She just didn't have the power behind her to sit down and really put her down. And it looked like the countdown, they were working on sitting down on some punches, which I do think... I mean, you're not going to learn it overnight, but I do think if she can just...
You can develop that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm going with Rose.
Awesome.
I mean, the rest of the card is pretty good. We got Paige VanZant making a return, taking on Amanda Ribas, who's pretty tough. This is going to be a fun fight. I do think Ribas is should be the favorite going into this one,
she's
from what I remember.
Favorite, yeah.
Rose coming off of 3 arm surgeries now, I want to say.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she broke it, then it didn't take, and then she rebroke it, and then she got it done again, and then something else happened. So I think 3. I could be mistaken, could be 2, but I just don't like the way everything has been going with her career. And obviously,
fight-wise,
and... her activity, and I think ring rust is a real thing, despite some people might say otherwise. I do think it does affect some others more than others.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But that should be a good fight to give us an idea of where Paige VanZant really is, if her heart's still in it or more into TikTok videos and having fun with her boyfriend and doing stuff on IG, and which is not
nothing wrong with that.
She's making more money doing that than she is fighting. And she said that straight out, right?
Some
she
people wants are to get salty paid about that, but like, what? Why would you be salty?
She earned that.
100%. That's
she's
what I'm saying.
A pretty girl. Yeah. And, you know, she
knows
can
how to
fight,
market herself. Like,
and yeah, she does things in ways that get men. Predominantly men
people
invested.
View, yeah.
You know, if you're taking advantage of that, you can turn that into dollar signs.
100%.
That should be the goal. Take advantage of the platform that the UFC has given us
exactly.
And monetize it. A lot of fighters think, we should just get paid more money. Yeah, of course. But we're not. But we're fighting for the biggest organization in the world that everyone knows and respects. How are you monetizing that?
Yeah.
You got to put in some work. It can't just be, I just want to train and fight and make more money. Yeah, that would be nice.
Ideal, yeah.
It would be nice. But it doesn't really work like that.
No. I mean, clearly, look, you're doing your own podcast. You're obviously doing other things outside of fighting. Like, there are other platforms you can use. Like, you can use this as a platform for other things. Clearly, like, you've shown that too. So, I mean, clearly, Paige VanZant's shown that too. So, hopefully, other fighters see that.
Yeah. Who you got in this one?
Between the Ribas and or Hibas and Paige VanZant, I would think he. I'm not even gonna lie. I haven't really seen Amanda Hibas, or I don't remember her last fight at least. And in terms of Paige VanZant, I also don't remember her last fight. So, look, I saw the Rose and the Jessica Andrade fight, and I'm like, all right, that's the girl fight I'm excited for. I didn't really think about the other ones, to be quite honest.
Oh, I'm back.
Who you got in that one?
I have smart money. I got Amanda Ribas. I just don't know how much they're actually training over there. I know her husband is pretty tough. Vanderford. He's a good dude. And he's big for 170. But I don't know how much training and the training partner's quality. I don't know much about Amanda Ribas either, but I know she is
tough.
A favorite. She's tough. I've seen some of her fights, and I think she's been more active. I think just based on that, I have to go with... I personally know Paige VanZant, hung out with her, I want to say like twice, at the USC retreat. And that was like 3 years ago now. But cool girl. And yeah, I don't know. Any other fight we think is going to be good? The Elizu Zaleski,
yeah,
versus Solikov. That's going to be a good
fight.
That's
an interesting one. I would think Solikov. Oh, I don't know. That's interesting. That's a good.
That's the kung fu guy, right?
Yeah. That's going to be a banger fight.
Kung fu something.
Sand. I don't know.
Solikov.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Makwani is back.
Makwani Armeikani. His last fight was pretty rough to watch. But Shane Burgos.
He was winning the first round until he wasn't.
Exhausted. Yeah, bro. Like
trying to finish him.
That's what's
and
annoying.
Just
well,
died.
I will say, look.
After all that shit,
it's three rounds, bro. This wasn't a 5-round fight.
Yeah,
like,
but he was talking so much shit.
How are you gonna get
about
exhausted
his boxing?
Like that?
Taking he had 6 boxing fights in between the time off.
That was rough.
And
man.
He had the glasses on, decked out, looking fly as hell at the media day. And then
at one point, Burgos is literally just big brothering him to the stomach. I'm like, no, get out of there, Makwan.
Yeah, he's a good grappler though. If he get the fight to the ground,
it looks strong as hell. Grappling wise too.
Yeah, Danny Henry. I don't know who the hell that is.
Volkan Ozdemir. He's fighting a newcomer. Jerry, I don't know his last name, but that guy's had some big wins outside the UFC, so it's going to be an interesting fight. That's a big step up for that guy, Jerry, though.
Overtime.
Over.
That's
no time.
All. That's it. No time.
No time.
No time. Overtime.
Close enough.
No time. No time.
There it is.
No time.
Good fights this weekend, though. What are we doing for the fights?
We're going to be doing a UFC watch party at the house again. Yay! They're bringing food over here, and we're going to have Jamaican food.
Oh, there we go. That's what we're here for.
Other than that, I think the other good fight is going to be Martin Day and Davy Grant. Martin Day's got some slick boxing. He's a Taekwondo stud.
Okay.
Train with him. He throws like 360 round kicks and shit that, hook kicks. He's the real deal when it comes to striking. His grappling's okay. I've grappled with him. His grappling's okay.
Okay. Not the highest.
Not his strongest suit. Not saying he can't grapple. He's been doing grappling for a while. He's definitely competitive. But in terms of his fluidity, his striking, and then guess what? It's gotten better. His boxing. I don't know if you watched him on the Contender series.
Oh, he was a Contender.
He pieced that guy out. He had a bald head. I don't know why he shaved his head bald. It looked really weird. He looked like a hitman. But cool dude. Got to train with him a couple times when I was down there. But he just had surgery on his knee, so he wasn't doing too much. But the last time I was down there a couple years ago, I think 2016, we got to get a lot of training in. But I'm excited for that fight because it's finally, he had one fight canceled, I think, because of the COVID, and now they pushed his back Fight Island. Now he's getting a fight with his teammate in Max Holloway. So awesome. This should be a good one.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
And David Graham's a big dude. He's got.
He was the one on
big.
The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, he's just
yeah,
big.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he's necessarily great in any area.
He looks
hits
like a solid
hard.
Hand. Yeah, solid yeah. hands. But aside from that, like this is gonna be. I mean,
stand up fighter.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
reminds me when I think David Graham, I think of a guy who likes a.
The old school boxers. That's gonna be an interesting fight. Yeah. I can't wait for this card, man. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, so hopefully we get our beef patties, we get our oxtail, rice and peas, some Rasta pasta. Ooh,
I'm gonna devour
chicken.
Some food.
And hopefully we got all that good. And right. Of course, I'm going to have my adult beverage. But that's pretty much it. We're going to go get some work in. I got the solar team coming down to the house to try to work on that. And I got some other stuff I got to take care of before we go to probably Pops or maybe end up at the beach.
There we go. All day.
It's a day off. So my teammates who are listening, I know we canceled, but I'm sorry it had to be done. I had to do stuff. I got to enjoy my life.
Yes, I also have an actual life to live. So that's got to be done. Sorry,
you
guys.
You got to fight, though?
They just want to push back to September.
Oh, all of you guys. So Kelvin's not fighting until September either.
I wasn't even planning to tell Kelvin. Look, Kelvin's like doing the bare minimum as it is. So I'm like, yo, like I'm putting it on here, bro. I was like,
that's hilarious.
I was just gonna make him think like, yeah, we're fighting in August. Then like when August hits, like, by the way, it's pushed back a month. I'm glad that you're still training though. Like,
yeah,
I'm happy that you're in
hilarious.
Here.
He's probably about to take off another month.
No, don't. I'm still, I don't know.
This is my brother, by the way, Kelvin Sterling,
yeah,
the Funk
Kelvin,
Monster.
You're the man. You know I love you, brother.
The Funk Monster. Ah. That's what he should start doing when they announce
No, it. Absolutely never should do that. Never.
That should be his thing. That should be his thing. It'd be hilarious.
Should not be his
and
thing,
And everyone
people.
Would want to do pictures like this.
All right. Mark I'm late. I got to go, Mark all right?
Hey, thanks you guys for tuning in. As always, check out the Weekend Scraps. Like, subscribe. If you like my shit, subscribe to my shit. Or spin it. Bang. This, baby. Boom. Peace.
And remember, we bring the noise because the people want the funk. Until next time, this is the Weekly Scraps. Bye-bye.